And we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Friday. My goodness, it's almost the weekend. Whatever that means these days in a country that is somewhat open, somewhat not, closing back up, who knows? But one constant, one thing you can count on, talking Packers here at Cheesehead TV. Good morning, everybody. What's up, man? Hey, Sly. Big Ten teams dropping non-conference games. Is this a sign of things to come? It will be a crazy fall. Well, I think the last part is going to be true regardless, no doubt about it. We are inching towards. It sure feels like college football. I'm not ready to say they're going to call the season, but certainly took a big step towards limiting the games that we're going to have on offer yesterday, no doubt about it. Big B's here. What's up? Wisconsin sports fan, how are you? Great shirt. Thanks, Corey. This is the old school pro merch stuff from Luke Rogers. You made these. These are great. I got a bunch of them. You guys have probably seen Corey wear the Relax shirt on transplants. That's one of those as well. We watched a bunch of NFL Network Packers highlights from last season. I truly forgot how much of a stud Aaron Jones is. Wow, he has to be a top 10 in the league, right? You guys know me in rankings. I don't really care. It all depends on who's doing the rankings. The ESPN folks put out a top 10 after speaking with coaches and personnel people around the league, and Aaron Jones was not in their top 10 running backs around the league. You ask me, yeah, of course he's in the top 10. I think it's patently absurd to suggest that he might not be. But that's what those lists are designed to do. They're supposed to get you talking, supposed to generate controversy. Mission accomplished, Bristol. Well done. On Wisconsin, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Frank, good morning. How are you, buddy? Good to see you. Frank knows way too much about schemes and stuff. My basic knowledge just comes from Madden playbooks. I tell you what, man. Madden playbooks have gotten much more, I don't want to say sophisticated, but they've become a lot more realistic. There's still a insanely super simplified version of what's going on Sundays, but you know, coverages and route trees and things like that, you know, they've come a long way. Let's just put it that way. Thoughts on the non-jersey swap rule, James? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I was with David Bakhtiari when he tweeted out, "Don't pay attention to this. This is supposed to get you riled up. This is supposed to draw your attention." You know, I think what the players need to be focusing on is obviously the financial part of it, but the protocols, the game day protocols that the ones specifically having to do with testing. And that's where things kind of get kind of silly, right? Because look, I understand they're playing football. That's their job. And the NFL is trying to limit non-essential contact, right? But by the protocols that they're talking about, anybody on that field will not have the virus because they'll have been tested three times during the week, and including, you know, Friday before a game, etc. So if we're presupposing that anybody on the field will have been cleared via testing, who cares if they swap jerseys? Who cares if there's an incidental or extraneous contact, unnecessary contact? It makes no sense under the premise of nobody will be allowed on a football field without being tested. So, yeah, it's just the whole thing's that whole aspect of it is ridiculous. But I'm much more concerned about the PA and the league coming to an agreement on not only testing, but game day protocols, the protocols as far as how much players can see their families, be at home as opposed to at the facility, et cetera, because that's really where things could start to fall apart is outside influences. Are guys going to be allowed to opt out of the season? Right now, they can't. Right now, if they don't show up for camp, it's a $50,000 a day fine. You know, we've seen guys opt out of the NBA. We've seen baseball players say, "No, I'm not going to play this year." Obviously, those are truncated seasons that they're opting out of. The NFL, as of July 10th, is full bore ahead with the full season, and you got to be there. And report date is July 28th for veterans, 21st for rookies. And if you're not there, it's $50,000 a day. What? That's a little crazy. So that's something I think they need to look at. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Who has more to lose, players or owners? Oh, always the players. Always the players. 100% the players. I mean, owners, they're going to make up whatever they lose in fanless games. You know, as long as the games get played, which they will, by the players. Players are risking their health, long-term and short-term. And if there was to be no season, if say if the players strike or they can't reach an agreement and both parties agree to just shut the season down, the owners are going to be fine. Yeah, they'll lose money, no question about it, but they will be fine. There are plenty of players who would be in big trouble if there's no season, no games played, and no checks being cut. That's why it's so hard to get consensus on labor stuff as it is, as far when it comes to losing games, sitting out games, going on strike. I haven't seen it since 84 because it's impossible to get a consensus because it's so difficult for these bottom of the roster guys who aren't making a ton of money comparatively. You know, it's definitely the players. Me and Madden, jet sweep, then run with Lamar Jackson, win every time. You're not one of those, are you? You know, I remember like 5 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 8 years ago, everybody, you got online and everybody was the 49ers or the Seahawks. Now you go online and everybody's the Chiefs or the Ravens. I've been the Packers the whole time, baby. I've been the Packers since they were terrible in Tecmo Bowl. I've been the Packers through NFL 2K, 2K1. I've been the Packers through every game on PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, you name it. I've been the Packers, only the Packers. People playing other teams make me sick. Thou shalt not cheese plays in Madden. Thank you, Frank. I play football. Now, I understand it's a video game, and I understand people are there for different reasons, but I play football. Hey, our owners could play. Let's send 82-year-old Jim out there at QB and your grandma out there at wide receiver. We could win some games versus Jerry Jones. There you go. Now I'm talking. Seems like the Packers are always in cover one man when facing 11 personnel, and the offense easily exposes this by using motion. Why not run more cover two zone Tampa two against 11 personnel? Well, because you need a dynamic presence in the middle. The Packers really haven't had one for Tampa two anyway. They do go to cover one a lot. And that's something I talked about the other day, where especially last year, you saw the more experienced quarterbacks really take advantage of it. You know, just call a rub route, call some underneath stuff with a lot of traffic and get a guy screaming wide open. I think it really came to its head in the Panthers game. That was probably the worst one. But, you know, offensive coordinators throughout the season took advantage of that. They do mix it up, but they do play cover three. They do play cover two. They play quarters a lot, so it's not like they're always in cover one, but when they do go to cover one, they do get taken advantage of, no doubt about it. The best thing to do after playoff season is head on to franchise and win five Super Bowls while drinking Diet Dr. Pepper with tears down your face. Joey, that may be the most Joey the Jaguar comment you have ever made. Congratulations. Does anyone here know of Tom Grassi? Mr. Grassi joined us yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, right here on this here YouTube channel. I mean, it's always a great day when a big cheese like Tom Grassi stops by to say hello. Very big fans of Tom around here. What are your expectations for Oren Burks this year? Oh, man, I'm praying. Prayer, mostly. And I'm an atheist. Man, you know, guy can't get on the field. And then when he does get on the field, you see why he can't get on the field. So hopefully he puts it together. I know they love his contributions on special teams. They need more from him than just being a special teams maven. But, man, he's been given opportunities and has never run with them. Maybe this is the year? You know, I don't see how that happens with an offseason where nobody was on the field. Maybe something clicks. But let's just say I don't have high hopes for Oren Burks suddenly turning it on. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the sidelines could look different this year? Less coaches, inactive players, support staff, et cetera, spread out offense and defense across the sideline. Yeah, Mike, Albert Breer had a diagram in his column yesterday that was sent out by the league as far as mapping out what the sidelines are going to look like. And you are correct. It is going to be very different. It's going to be weird already because there won't be fans in the stands. They're going to have those tarps over the front part of the seating where people can buy ads. And so that's already weird. And then, yeah, I suspect there won't be nearly as many people on the sidelines. And they will be have to be spread out, wearing masks, et cetera. So, yeah, get ready for a very odd, weird sight every game on the sideline throughout the season. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Players should agree not to shake hands and swap jerseys if owners agree to not have anyone in their booths. I'd love to be in the room when that got proposed. That'd be amazing. Obviously, owners would never go for it, but I like it. I like it a lot. Any Patreon Madden games in the works? Nothing right now. If you're a Patreon member, shoot me a message. I've been waiting. Nobody at the moment. I'm down. I'm down to clown, man. Whenever. Just shoot me a message. Your shirt is rad. Poster is too, for that matter. Thank you. Your shirt was a defunct company called Pro Merch that was run by Luke Rogers. I love this shirt. And this is just a photograph that I had blown up. That was supposed to be framed, and the company didn't frame it. So screw those guys. Frank, get a PS4. I can go 3-0 against you in Madden. I look forward to it, Frank. Thanks for the super chat. Xbox, right? Yes, sir. Xbox. The Brewers just put cardboard fans up in the seats. You pay for it. Should the Packers do the same? Somebody asked about that yesterday. I would suspect they will do something like that. Now, that's contingent, obviously, on them having no fans in the stands. And right now it sounds like the plan is to have roughly like 10,000 people in the stands. Now, obviously in an 80,000 seat stadium, those people will be very spread out, but I don't know. It'll be kind of weird to have a mix of actual live people and cardboard cutouts, but maybe, I mean, I love that idea. I love that the Brewers did it. I think it's a big hit for them. So yeah, I wouldn't put it past the Packers or the any NFL team really. What advantages do veteran coaches have over young coaches like LaFleur in finding talent with a limited training camp? Well, look, I don't think it's really down to the coaching staff. That's very much going to be on the personnel group. And there is a ton of experience in Green Bay when it comes to Gutekunst and his staff. Now, obviously, LaFleur has to work out his depth chart, and that is something that is going to take some time. And that is very much under his purview. But, you know, as far as, you know, finding talent or deciding the roster, he will certainly have input, but that is Brian Gutekunst's baby and that is his call. So I wouldn't worry too much about that in the sense of, you know, well, what if they lose a guy that's really talented or they pick somebody up or blah, blah, blah. Brian and his staff will be all over that. Zero question about it. The first row should be cut out so we can have Lambo leaps. Yeah, that would be surreal. The whole thing is going to be surreal as it is, but yeah, that would add to it definitely. Who plays slot corner this year? Good question, Alex. You know, we heard from Mike Pettine a couple weeks ago saying that Kevin King has been lobbying to play the slot. I don't love that idea. I think he's perfect on the perimeter. I'd love to see Jair kick inside. We've seen him do that in camp and a little bit during the regular season. I would love to see Jair inside. Now, it's going to be matchup dependent, I think. You will see some kind of rotation there, according to Pettine, which I'm not surprised. You know, like I said, I like Kevin King. I like his gumption, but I'd much prefer him on the perimeter. Wouldn't mind to see Jair there. Wouldn't mind to see Kadar Holman there. Josh Jackson has played there in the past, so maybe they try him again. I don't love that option, but it's a possibility. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Who's going to tell the cardboard people to sit out? That's outstanding. Well done, Dustin. Sean, thank you for the super chat. Am I the only one who's excited to be run first with our talent in the backfield? The Bears are the Jar Jar Binks of the NFL. Have a good day, bud. Thank you, Sean. No, I'm very excited about it. It's crazy how Matt LaFleur's playbook, his emphasis on the run game, has completely, and this is going back to our chat earlier about Madden, has completely changed the way I play Madden. Like I used to be Mr. Spread them out, 4 or 5 wide receivers, chuck it around the yard. And now I close formations, run the football. I'm excited about running the football. There comes a point in every game where I tell myself out loud, Aaron, just run the ball. It's great. I love the emphasis on running the ball. I love that they get the chance to exert their will and try and put their foot on the throat of their opponent. All those, you know, cliches when it comes to the physicality of the running game. I love it. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see AJ Dillon in this game. I'm excited to see AJ Dillon as a receiver out of the backfield. I think that's something that he got discounted for in the draft process. A lot of draft nicks kind of said, oh, we can't do it, but he wasn't really asked to do it that much. I think he had 13 receptions his final year at Boston College, but he seems to have good hands. You know, the Packers seem to think he's more than capable. So you get him running downhill and then all of a sudden put him on one of those wheel routes. Daddy like. Agreed, King's game is made for the outside. Yeah, he's just his length, coupled with his speed. I do think he's more of a linear guy, not exactly a quick twitch athlete. Whereas I think Jair very much is. So that would be the difference for me. Nagler versus Context Gaming live stream on Twitch for the fans. Let's do it. I'm all in, Andrew. Shoot me a message on Patreon, man. How do you think the division plays out? The Vikes are totally overhyped coming into this season. Yeah. I mean, the one thing I will give the Vikings is Mike Zimmer is a hell of a coach. I know he had issues last year, but I think he's one of the better, more unsung coaches as far as just marshaling his force, being a CEO-type coach, even though he obviously calls the plays on defense. I just think he has a really good handle on his roster now. You know, they've got a lot of new faces. There was a lot of turnover, both on his staff and on the roster. And without much of any offseason as far as work on the field, how quickly can that team gel? That's where you wonder exactly what you're going to get out of Minnesota. I mean, obviously, you've got Dalvin Cook. You've got Kirk Cousins, who we like to make fun of, but who actually had a pretty damn good year last year. And then that defense, they'll be legit because they always are under Zim. So, yeah, and then you look at the Bears. They're a really surprisingly good team. If you look at the roster, I mean, they didn't win a ton of games last year, but they did go on that little stretch of 3 or 4 wins later in the year before they last lost at Lambeau. But man, you add competent quarterback play, which they should get from Nick Foles, and look out, that's a tough team. And then the Lions are the Lions, but yeah, I think that's it's going to be tough. The Packers should win it, but a lot of ball game left. Anything can happen. Apparently, Josh Jacobs and Mixon are better than Aaron Jones. Yeah, Jake, we talked about that at the start of the stream here. Look, it's meant to generate conversation and controversy, and it succeeded. We all know Aaron Jones is better than a lot of those guys, so that's all we need to say about that. We're on in the Philippines. What's up, George? Hello from New York City. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully they have a 6 tight end package. Well, the Bears could certainly roll it out there. No doubt about it. Running the football is broken in Madden right now. Did you see the guy who won the big Madden tournament not throw the ball once? He was using a punter as his QB, for crying out loud. Yeah, but that's cheese, right? I mean, those are the Madden tournament players. That's a totally different ball game. Like, you are correct, though. Like, as much as I love running the football, there are so many frustrating moments. Like when I have Big Dog specifically in there on the end to try and seal it so I can get Jones outside. And he literally plays patty cake with a corner and then releases upfield to block no one. This is why it's so awful that EA has no competition, because it's been like that engine has been like that for years, but they have no reason to change it. It's so frustrating. Bears are a tough team, but will still suck. George, that is a fair observation, and I wholeheartedly agree. All right, I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers on Friday morning here in July. Hope you all have a fantastic weekend. I'll be back, barring any breaking news, which obviously I don't expect any, but I'll be back on Monday. Hopefully Perry's back for trivia Monday evening. So, have a good weekend. Please hit like, hit subscribe on the channel. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.